Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. The last day of the week for some of us, although I guess not for me because I think I'm coming in and doing a spooky South Coast tomorrow night. Listen, I'm just going to be honest and upfront with you. I don't know that I want to come back and do it. It's been over a year since we've done one. The idea of staying up that late, having to be out that late, I just did it last Saturday. I was out late last Saturday, but for some reason, this feels like work. So we'll try it. We'll see. But this is definitely not the return of the every week spooky because we've got the holidays coming up. So we're probably going to miss some shows. And I think my birthday is on a Saturday, so I probably won't want to come in and do that one. Yeah, it is. January 4th is a Saturday. So anyway, yeah. And if we do it, well, we are going to do it, but we have a guest. We have a guest scheduled. So it's not going to be a free-for-all of just calling in Lamone and, you know, rambling on. This is, we have a guest, and we're going to respect that guest time. Anyway, so it is a little bit chilly out there this morning. If you're heading out the door, make sure that you bundle up, and it's going to be a little bit chilly, as you heard Phil mention, the next couple of days, and then we'll have a little bit of a warm-up. And it's always that it's this time of year where I start keeping an eye on the weather for Christmas because I don't want to have to drive in snow, having to go and visit family and everything. And we've been pretty lucky. I don't mind a little dusting on Christmas morning that is not going to stick. You know, there's something about opening up the window, especially if you have like one of those nice big bay windows or a big picture window, and you have that in the background behind the tree as you're opening up the gifts and drinking your coffee and listening to some Christmas music here on WBSM, because we will have it Christmas Eve and Christmas morning for you. And that's a nice, serene scene. As long as by the time I take a shower, get dressed, and go out the door to go to my parents' house, there's no more snow on the ground. I know, I'm a Grinch when it comes to that kind of stuff. But you know what? I won't be able to be a Grinch this evening because tonight is the big night. Santa Claus is coming here to WBSM. We're going to have him here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So he'll be here beginning at 7. And he'll be taking phone calls from all the boys and girls that want to call in and tell him what they want for Christmas. So make sure that you get all of your young children over by the phone, whether they're your kids, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, whatever. What are you going to ask Santa for yourself too? You can have the kids ask for you. You can say, hey, while you got the big guy on the phone, ask him if he can bring me whatever it is that you may want. And then when you call in, or you know, when the kids call in, we're going to have a podcast of that. So you're going to be able to play that back forever. So when they're 35 years old, you can play it for their kids. Or even better, when they're dating somebody, when they're 20, you can play it for them. Or you can just, you know, constantly use it every time they come over the house to tease them. Whatever you want to do. But we'll have a podcast of it as well. And if you can't call in live during the show tonight, you can always send your open line voicemails in on the WBSM app. Have the kid record it then, and then we can play it on the show later. And then when you send those in and we play those for Santa, we can kind of mix those in with the phone calls. Because if this goes like the last couple of years have gone, you know, we could have wall-to-wall phone calls the entire time, but we will make sure that we get any of those recorded ones in if you send them in. And, of course, this is all brought to you by New Bedford Firefighters Union Local 841. They're the ones that have the direct line to Santa and have made this possible. So we have them to thank for bringing him here. Then he's going to be tomorrow at the Walmart in Dartmouth for the New Bedford Police Toy Drive. And then, if you don't make it in this evening to talk to Santa on WBSM, we have another opportunity for you. On Monday morning, Santa will be on Fun 107. So I guess he's spending the weekend here in New Bedford, which I'm surprised that he has that kind of time. But I was talking to some of his helpers over at the, you know, with the New Bedford firefighters, and from my understanding, Santa is well ahead of the game this year. So he's just taking a little bit of a break here, a little vacation here in New Bedford before it's time to go to work in a couple of days. And then he'll get another vacation when he's done, I hope. See, that's the thing, right? I just hope that when he gets back to the North Pole on Christmas Day after he's delivered to everybody, that when he gets home, like, there isn't a whole bunch, like, there isn't a honey-do list waiting for Santa Claus of things he has to do or make the elves do. Like, I hope that he gets the chance to just take a few weeks off, and then you can worry about, you know, fixing stuff up around the workshop. And then when you, when you get what you want for Christmas, when you get what you wanted because you called in, make sure you send a thank you. You can send one to Santa too, but send one to the firefighters as well to let them know that Santa came through and that you appreciate their efforts in getting him here on the radio. And also, the firefighters have also made a generous donation to our Mini Miracle campaign, which is still ongoing. If you want to donate, we're going to have that up all month long for you to donate to little Scarlett and her mom, Megan. And then if you do donate to them, you'll get to follow along. Well, you can follow along anyway, but we'll follow along with their journey and find out what happens with the surgery. We'll find out what happens with correcting her soft cleft palate and if that helps with her hearing loss. If that makes it so she'll, when she starts to speak, she'll be able to speak normally. And she'll have to put on weight to have the surgery. And you're going to make this all happen. All the great donations that have been coming in already. And then we're also helping the family, you know, have a great Christmas. We're helping them to pay their bills and be able to get gifts and all of that stuff so that Scarlett has the best ever. So if you have ever been a family that has been struggling during the holidays, you understand what that's like, what they're going through. You might not have had the same challenges and the same issues, but you know what that's like. And as a kid, I certainly, my family struggled, but I never knew that struggle. I mean, obviously when I was an older kid, you know, you realize like, you know, your mom or dad might say, hey, just so you know, Christmas is going to be a little tight this year. And you understand, you get that. But I don't think I ever had a Christmas where I was like, are we okay? Like every Christmas that I always had was great. With gifts for everyone, time together, a great meal. And then usually, like I've said before, something like going to the movies at night. Because Christmas can be one of the most boring days of the year. Once everybody's opened their toys and they're kind of played out with their toys and they're just kind of sitting around. It's not like it's a great day to watch TV, unless you're a football fan now. It's not a great day to just kind of make a plan to go out because there's nothing that's open. So I've been saying, you know, I'm probably going to go see at least one movie on Christmas, if not two. But I also have to work the next day. So maybe I won't stay out too late. But what do we got? We have two movies coming out on Christmas Day that I'm interested in seeing. The Robert Eggers Nosferatu and the Timothy Chalamet Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. I want to see both of those, but I think I'll probably go for Nosferatu first. Anyway, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We have a message that came in from Bob in New Bedford that says, spooky South Coast, do not play with witchcraft, not wise. Well, my co-host Stephanie Burke is an actual witch. So there's a lot of misconceptions about what witchcraft is. It's not anything evil. That was just a campaign by the organized religions to get people to turn away from what we now refer to as Wicca. Of pagan beliefs. But witchcraft is not inherently evil, but people can have bad intentions in the spell work they do, just as people can have bad intentions in how they just live their life. So the stigmas that you're speaking of, Bob, are just old prejudices that have been constantly reinforced that actually have no basis of truth. There were no witches who were out there doing, you know, the devil's work or anything like that. A witch was someone who was, well, let's face it, a woman who was intelligent, who was independent, who didn't need to be submissive to a man. She didn't need to be handled and controlled. And so if that was the person that you were, you ran the risk of being labeled a witch. Because more often than not, women like that in those days would have been single because a man wasn't interested in a strong, independent woman. So they would be single and they would be living on their own, and that would lead to rumors of witchcraft and all things like that. So many people, even if they weren't, you know, brought up on witch trial charges and put to death, which actually happened very rarely, they were shunned as members of the community and treated as less than just because they were different or just because they were smarter. So I know a lot of witches. I don't know any witches that do anything with negative or evil intentions. I just know people that believe in the natural world over the dogma of religion. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A little bit later on today, we're going to be joined. See, this is something that we put up on WBSM.com and on the app yesterday. And it was some pretty exciting news. We're going to be joined by Michael Gravison, who is the marketing director for the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence. He's going to be joining us to talk about this just announced 4-day comedy festival that is coming to Providence in March. It's called the Little Roadie Laugh Riot. And it's going to feature comedians at the Providence Performing Arts Center, at the Vets, at the Comedy Connection. It's going to be headlined by Kevin Hart and Leslie Jones and Aziz Ansari and let's see, who else? Melissa Villaseñor, you know her from SNL. And there's a lot of big name comedians that'll be part of this and a lot of people who are, you know, up and coming rising stars in the comedy world. And I would recommend, if you are a comedy fan, getting out to see some of this for sure. But there's going to be little pop-up performances as well. And I also am excited about the fact that they're tying this into a food and wine festival that's happening at the same time. So you're going to be able to enjoy some meals and some wine and some really good comedy, all within the same areas, all within the same time period. It's really going to be a signature event for the city of Providence. I got a message saying that somebody was trying the phone and it just kept ringing. I can tell you, I just tested the phone with my cell phone and it worked. So I don't know if that's your connection, but it seems to be working on our end. If you're using a cell phone, you might want to restart the phone. That might help you. I've got to take a break, though, so I'm going to do that right now. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
He fills it only halfway, and before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in.
You know, years ago, someone asked me, they said, you know, when I worked at Mill Pond Diner, they said, what are you going to just buy this place from Biffy? And I said, well, no, because A, he's never going to sell it. And B, if I was going to spend that much money on something, it wouldn't be this place. But they're like, oh, you should rebuy it. You should buy it. You can rename it Tim's Diner. And I was like, no, I'd rename it Tom's Diner. And they were like, well, why would you name it that? That's not your name. I was like, well, because then I'd have a catchy song as my theme song, you know? But I think the reference was lost on this person. I don't know if you can rename a diner. I don't know. I'll have to ask Brian over at the diner here in Mattapoisett, because now it's, what, Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner? But it's had a few names over the years. But I thought a diner was like a boat. You know, you can't rename it. It's bad luck. Although Mill Pond Diner wasn't always Mill Pond Diner. It used to be the Aikens Diner when there was a wooden diner on that site. Now that wooden diner is in, I believe, Spencer. It's in Spencer. And it's called Charlie's Diner, which is interesting because the person who, from the family, who owned it when it was in Wareham and it was Aikens, was Charlie Aikens. And I don't think that that's the connection to why it's called Charlie's. Now, I've always said I was going to go out there and eat in the original, you know, Aikens Diner, the original diner that was in Wareham, but I've never gone out there. And now they've built a restaurant around it. So the diner is still there, but there's like a restaurant and a banquet facility and all the stuff like built around this diner. So it's just kind of not the same. But if you are interested in the history of diners, check out, you can get it at some of the, you know, like CVS, Walgreens, or any of the places where you can find my Ghosts of the South Coast book. You can also find Larry Cultrera's book on New England diners. Very good book. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and to get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A report reveals the FBI's presence on January 6th. Biden grants pardons on his way out the door. And how many are hitting the road for the holiday?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A report years in the making says there were 26 FBI informants on the ground in Washington, D.C. during the January 6th Capitol riots. The Justice Department Inspector General report says, however, that only three of the confidential human sources were tasked by the Bureau to report signs of domestic terrorism. The remaining 23 went on their own. The report goes on to say that there were no FBI undercover agents on the scene. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are corroborating the White House's explanation of the drones that have been spotted over New Jersey. The agencies say the drones appear to be manned aircraft that are operating legally. National Security spokesman John Kirby says they've been unable to confirm the sightings. There have been hundreds of reported drone sightings over the past few weeks. Questions and conspiracies are swirling in the days following the arrest of Luigi Mangione, the main suspect in the killing of UnitedHealth CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione was arrested Monday and remains in custody as he awaits trial. New information seems to come to light daily, and now Mangione's mother says he'd cut off those close to him in the months leading up to the shooting. She reported him missing in San Francisco back in November, and anonymous sources say San Francisco police ID'd Mangione as a suspect 4 days before he was arrested. Thousands of donations have poured in to support the Ivy League graduate's legal defense as he awaits a bail hearing on December 30th. President Biden is commuting 1,500 sentences and granting 39 pardons. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday during a briefing, those who received pardons were convicted of nonviolent crimes. She added that those who had their sentences commuted have shown remorse and growth. It appears bowel cancer is on the rise among younger people. Research out of the UK published in the journal Lancet Oncology shows 27 out of 50 countries studied had seen a rise in cases among younger people between 2007 and 2017. Doctors aren't clear why there's an increase, but suggest improvements in detection might be the result of more people being diagnosed at a younger age. The Stanley Drinkware Company recalling 2.6 million travel cups because they could have faulty lids. Officials say the defect has led to dozens of people getting burned. Recall includes all Stanley Switchback and Trigger Action stainless steel travel mugs sold in the U.S. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the recalled mugs were sold between June of 2016 and this month. Stanley telling people who have the mugs to stop using them and to contact the company for a free replacement lid. And AAA is expecting a record number of Americans to travel during the holidays. They estimate around 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. That would be the highest since prior to the pandemic.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons 123-99 at TD Garden. They visit the Washington Wizards on Sunday. Bruins lost to the Seattle Kraken 5-1. They visit the Vancouver Canucks tomorrow. Patriots visit the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday for a 4:30 game. Listen here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny but cold today, a high of 35 degrees on the South Coast. As for the weekend, we're looking mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 37 degrees. And on Sunday, partly cloudy and pushing past the 40-degree mark, probably a high of 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
welcome back in. Say, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself as you are turning up the heat this morning, I got to save some money on these bills. How much is this going to cost me? I thought about that last night. Came home from our company Christmas party. It was a little chilly. And I said, well, I'm going to go to bed in just a few moments and I'm going to crawl under the bed with the electric blanket. Do I really need to turn the heat on first to warm up the place before I go to bed? You know, turn the heat up and then turn it down. And I said, you know what? In the end, does it matter whether I'm paying the electric bill for the electric blanket or the gas bill for the heat? It's going to cost me money one way or the other. But one way that you can save yourself money is by going solar. It's an investment that you'll make at first, but it pays off in the long run because eventually you will be paid by the electric company. How does that work? Well, you can talk to Isaacson Solar about it. And most people that are thinking about going solar that want the savings just don't think about the actual bills they're going to get. They're thinking about, well, where are these solar panels going to go? And that's the kind of the hang up for a lot of people is they would love to go solar, but they are reluctant to want to put solar panels on the roof of their home. Maybe they think that it's not a good fit for it. Maybe they think that it would change the aesthetic of their home. Maybe they're worried that their roof isn't, you know, capable of holding up these solar panels. It doesn't take that much, trust me. But all of that aside, there are other ways that you can have solar on your property without putting them on the roof of your home. They can go on your garage. They can go on a solar carport they can put out in front of your home so you can just protect your vehicle and have sheltered cover getting to your car every day. They can put a solar pavilion in your backyard to give you extra added shade in the summertime and maybe a little area where you don't have to worry about the snow in the wintertime. So when you've got to go outside with the dog, you can stand under the solar pavilion while the dog is on the long leash there and they can go and go out in the snow. But all kinds of ways to make it so that solar will work for you. Find out more about it by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Check out some of the videos on their Facebook page and talk to them. And they will give you a free, no obligation estimate about whether or not going solar is right for you. And if it is, how they can best do it to fit in with the aesthetic and the feel of your home and property. Isaacson Solar, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yeah, you better make sure your little kitty goes under that electric blanket, too.
No, he does not. He is not allowed in the room yet because he keeps attacking me in my sleep.
Oh, is your place basically a cold place?
No, it's not too cold. And certainly he's not cold. He's got his little, I call it his igloo, but it's one of those cat houses where he can crawl inside. It just happens to be white and fuzzy, so I call it his igloo. Hmm. He just crawls up in there and goes to sleep. Or he sits on the cat tree and goes to sleep.
Oh, he's adorable, though.
That's how they get you. They look cute, and then, you know, they attack you when you're not expecting it.
Yeah, but no, he loves you already. Come on, now. Does he go in your lap?
He does.
That's good. See? They're okay after a little while. They sniff out the place, and then they're good. The mothership. Okay. What the hell is taking so long for them to shoot that down? Are you kidding me? We are an embarrassment. We are a weak government. I mean, we went through the balloons from China. Well, I called Biden the balloon buffoon. Yeah, I thought of that, and I was proud of myself. It felt funny, and I laughed my ass off when I said it. And I don't know, what is wrong with us? Why are we allowing this? Why? Right. We're going to take chances, risks like this. They could be letting out a new virus out of those drones, you know? You're going to be kidding me. Why haven't we done something about this? We're just talking about it. That's all.
I mean, according to the Pentagon, that's not what these drones are. That they're not from Iran.
They
know
what they are?
They don't know what they are. They just know what they're not. And that comes from, you know, some of their intelligence and some of their interactions and conversations. So if they say it, I think that they're right. But it is also concerning that they don't have an answer for what it is.
That's right. If you don't have an answer for it, you got no business here. Shoot it down. It needs to be put down. You don't agree with that? You don't think we should do that? Just let it float around and do its business?
Well, I don't know, because that can start an international incident. Next thing you know, you're at war.
And then they mentioned Iran. I think I heard that. They think it's from Iran. You know, if you sent one of your drones from the United States over to Iran, that sucker's going down. Within a few seconds, it's going down. Look at the way we are an embarrassment. The United States, you know, if Trump was in office already, that would have came down. I don't have no doubt of that at all. None. We're putting up with this crap. We don't have no idea what those drones are, why they're here, or what they're doing here. And now Biden, yeah, on the news yesterday, I think I heard it, and again this morning, he's going to pardon Liz Cheney and Dr. Evil Fauci Frankenstein. And that doesn't matter to me. I'm not too upset because Trump's going to go after him anyway. They're not going to get away with the things that they've done, the COVID mess and all that crap. Oh, I can't even wait. Honest to God, the days can't go by fast enough for me.
I can't wait till nothing happens, and then you got to call in and eat crow on it.
Of course you have to say that to me. It's inside of you. You're part of the whole thing. You are part of the whole thing. You're a big lefty. Yes, you are. Yeah, so it doesn't bother you at all, does it? Not at all being an American. You can't defend your country at all?
Now, being an American doesn't mean what you and Donald Trump determined being an American
no,
is.
No. I asked you a question. It doesn't bother you at all what's going on here? Those drones don't concern you at all?
It doesn't bother me what's going on because I don't know what's going on. I'm
so
bothered by the fact that I don't know, but I'm not going to jump to the immediate conspiracy theory.
No. Since you don't know, it's okay with you. That's
no, I just said I'm concerned that we don't know.
No, you didn't say that a minute ago. Now
yes,
you're concerned?
I did. I just said that.
No, you said I don't know what it is, so I'm not too worried about it. That's what you said.
No, I said I'm not. So I'm concerned about the fact that we don't know. I'm not worried about what's happening. I'm not. I don't see a reason yet to be alarmed. Is what I'm saying.
I do. How long has it been floating around there? I've been hearing about this for a couple of days now, but I heard it was out there more than a couple of days.
It's been more than a couple of days, yeah. It's probably some dopey, dorky guys that are flying these things around and messing with people and has everybody bugging out about it, and then they're having a good laugh.
Shoot it down. That makes it okay for them to do that? It makes it okay? Just let it continue up there? No, we shouldn't do that. I'm more worried about viruses being spilled out of it and stuff like that. Chemical warfare.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think it's that. I think if it was that, they would have already shot it down. If they had any reason to believe that's what it was, it would have already been taken care of.
But they don't know. You just said they don't know.
I think they know what it's not.
They know what it's. That makes no sense.
No,
at all.
It does because
they know what it's not.
Because,
how do they know that?
Because they're talking to the people who would be the ones that would be doing that, and they're like, "No, it's not us." And if they feel like by investigating it, but if they feel by investigating it that that's if they feel like they're getting right, correct answers from them, then they have no reason to be concerned for that in that regard.
They're accusing Iran. They're being bold enough to say that, aren't they?
No. Crazy conspiracy people are blaming Iran. The Pentagon has said that it's not Iran.
It's coming from our news. The news, the media, right? Yeah, they're the ones that are saying it.
No, the news media is not saying it. The news media is reporting that people are saying it.
You know what? It has to come down, Mr. Weisberg. How long are we going to let this go on? How long? We're at risk every moment that thing is up in the air, and they call it a mothership. So does that mean that it's that mothership?
See, here's the thing. You confuse who the they is with reality. They can say anything they want, but that doesn't mean that they are right.
I'm looking at all different news outlets, and they all lie all the time. So how are you going to know anything? All I know is it's
see,
up there.
And so how can we have a rational discussion about any facts when your answer is going to be, well, they lie about things all the time anyway?
No, my answer is...
You're already predisposed
is,
not to believe
down.
It, so if somebody told you what the truth was, you're automatically going to believe that they're lying to you because you're predisposed yep. to... And you know what? Because a moron like Donald Trump came out when he first became president and said, you can't trust the news media, so everybody that falls in line with his dumb way of thinking says, oh, you're right,
one,
I can't trust the media.
Number one, we don't need Donald Trump to tell us not to trust the media because they lie about it because we all know that.
Yeah, that's right. Because you know what it is? It's called Dunning-Kruger syndrome because you think you're smarter than everybody. That's the problem.
No, I don't. All I'm saying is we don't know what that is. It needs to come down. At the end of the day, you don't let it float around when you don't know anything about it. And if it's somebody here, It doesn't matter if it's foreign or domestic. If somebody around here down the street that's doing it,
you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like the same people that say, you know, report every brown person as being an illegal alien.
No, that's stupid. I don't know why you would even say that. I would never say that.
But that's what it sounds like. You don't know what it is, so shoot it down.
That's correct, because why take a risk?
Because you can't shoot it down if you don't have a reason to shoot it down. You don't shoot first and ask questions later.
Why do you think it's here? What is your good guess about it?
I think because it's getting people like you riled up. I think somebody's messing with you and you're falling right for it.
Yeah. They have nothing better to do with those expensive drones that do that to rile us up. There's a purpose for that. It's worse than what you're saying.
Do you remember years ago when everybody was so concerned because these apparent explosive devices were all over Boston? Like, people were finding these explosive devices all over Boston, and they thought that Boston was going to get bombed. And you know what they were? They were a bunch of advertising, viral advertising for a cartoon. That's what it was.
Well, I'd rather err on the side of caution. We don't know what it is that comes down. That's it. It comes down.
Well, I'm glad that you're not in charge.
We're going to know what it is, right?
I hope so.
We're going to investigate it once it comes down.
All right, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here. But we got some other calls. You spark some other calls as you usually do.
Have a nice weekend.
You as well.
Bye bye.
All right, I got to take a break. Callers, hang on. We'll get to you. We'll be right back. All right, let's take another phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just calling with a couple of again my opinion. I have to agree with the last lady that just called. If they're flying here right now, they should be shot down just for the fact that we already know they're running without their transponders activated. By law, they have to have transponders. If they were activated, we would know who they are by the ID code. So running as many as they're running without transponders, they're here for nefarious reasons, apparently. And earlier you said, you know, shooting them down could possibly start an international incident if they are from a foreign entity. I don't believe that. I believe them being in our airspace already started the international incident.
That's a fair point.
Protecting our airspace. They would have already started it by being here in the first place. We didn't start anything. So, again, and also they're not running with transponders. They're running illegally. Shoot them down.
All right. Fair point. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And I do have to take another break here. So why don't I do that? It's going to be a little bit of a lengthy break, but we'll be back with enough time to wrap up this hour and maybe some room for you at 508-996-0500. But we will be right back.